Matt Thompson from King Diamond. You're listening to Dave Softee's Metal Meltdown Show on Metal Messiah Radio.
Good evening, Metal Maniacs. This is Dave Softee here at the Best Buy Theater, here for a sold-out show of King Diamond here in New York City. And joining us tonight, we have the drummer, Matt Thompson, King Diamond.
Hello.
Great to meet you, Matt.
You too.
How you feeling tonight?
I feel good, thank you.
How you feel about being on this tour, selling out all these shows? This is the third show of the North American tour, right?
That's right.
Of about 20 shows?
About that, yeah.
Yeah, so are you stoked about these shows selling out?
Yeah, of course I am.
Excellent, excellent. And with that, being the third show here, what are your thoughts about the future of King Diamond and the rest of the tour?
Well, if it continues on this trajectory, it's up, 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 man, you know?
I'm sure the fans have been dying for King Diamond shows.
I think it's been 9 years since we toured the U.S. And, you know, since we took a long break because of King's back and then he had a heart attack.
Right.
And in that interim, the hype has just kind of been building. And the King, you know, the first thing he did when he got healthy was to do a show with Metallica. They did like a Merciful Fate reunion kind of thing. I think it was out in L.A. And that didn't hurt. And another thing that happened is that he was on the Guitar Hero, the Metallica Guitar Hero. And I think that helped as well, you know.
So his health, you would say he's back to normal, he's doing a lot stronger, feeling good about the tour himself?
Yeah, I would say he's stronger than he was before.
Excellent.
You know, I think his voice sounds better than it did before all this happened, because, you know, as a result of his heart problems, he's quit smoking and he's eating right and exercising, and I think that's had a very positive effect on his vocals.
This is very cool. Now, I noticed online on Facebook around the summertime, he let Hal Patino, the bass player, go.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Who is currently the live bass player for King Diamond?
His name is Pontus Engberg. He played in a band called The Poodles in Sweden. Apparently they're pretty big in Sweden. And he also filled in with Hammerfall and somebody else. And I think that's the connection. That's how we got to meet him. Because our front of the house guy right now, Pontus Norgren, he's the guitar player for Hammerfall. So I think... Yeah, Pontus recommended him. You know, we needed a bass player in a pinch, and he came in, and he was just perfect right away.
That's
great.
Being that you're the drummer and having to have a relationship with the bass player, that's very important. You're working out well with him. He's working out well with you. The sound that you're getting from him, it works out well for you?
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, my thing is that if I don't notice the bass player, it's a good bass player.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I don't hear anything. Like, he's right with me. He really is. Yeah.
Excellent. Now, I understand that King Diamond hand-selected the Finnish opening act, Jesse and the Ancient Ones?
Jesse and the Ancient Ones, yeah.
How is that opening act opening up?
I think it's a great fit.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're very melodic. You know, the last time we toured the U.S., it was with three, you know, extreme metal bands with, you know, blast beats and growling, which I love. I really do. But mostly on CD. If the sound isn't perfect live, then it just kind of... kind of a wash. So these guys are a lot more ambient and slowed down and very melodic. It's a girl singer, and she sounds a lot like Grace Slick.
Interesting.
Which I love, you know.
Very interesting.
And they're being really well received. I like them a lot.
And they're an occult band, so that fits in pretty well with the King Diamond theme.
Yeah, I think that's the connection, yeah.
Right. Were there any problems with the visas coming from Finland to the States to do the show?
No more than the regular problems.
Yeah,
it's tough to get in here, you know.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard anything.
Now, beyond this North American tour, does King Diamond have plans to go beyond that tour to tour the world or tour any other part of the world?
Yeah, I think so. He signed recently, I think last year, a 3-album deal with Metal Blade.
Excellent.
So, you know, we have plans. That's going to take a while. And after each one, we're going to have to tour. I think that's what we're going to do next, is make a new album.
That was my next question. It's been 7 years.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? 2007, Give Me Your Soul, Please.
Yes.
Which I love that album, especially
Thank
Cold
you.
As Ice,
yeah.
Being what I do for my living, and, you know, even though it's summertime and the song, but it's cold. It's been a cold spring we had this year, and that's a great song for that. But
Arctic
it's
blast.
Good to hear. The fans out there are going to love hearing that there will be new music by King Diamond out there.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear it too.
Yeah, do you have any idea, like in the not too distant future, how long that would be?
Maybe no, a year I really don't know. I have no idea.
But there's hopes for it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we're going to do it. But as far as the timetable, you just never know.
Right. But it's something to look forward to. I thank you for the good word.
Yeah, thanks.
The heads up on that. But let's talk about your website. You have a really cool website out there.
Thank you.
www.mattthompsondrums.com.
Correct.
And on that site, you have your discography, you have your biography, and I noticed you have a few different drum kits for various bands that you're in. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about first your King Diamond. Like, tonight, what is your drum kit composed
of? Sure, yeah. This is a brand new kit that Tama sent me. It's like my dream kit, you know. Eight pieces. Yeah, fantastic, you know, and I got some brand new pasty cymbals for it. I got this 24-inch ride cymbal with the biggest bell I've ever had, and it's really freaking loud.
Yeah, it's nice to have endorsements to help you with that, right?
Sure, yeah, of course it is, yeah.
Right, and I also noticed you're involved in several other bands, most of which are progressive or thrash. When do you have the time to deal with those bands while you're busy with King Diamond?
Well, when I'm at home, you know, my main band there is Shaolin Death Squad, and I've been with them since 97, 98. I met them when I was in music school, which is actually a funny story in itself, but it was a composition major there, and it was a jazz and classical school, kind of almost a conservatory. And I saw an ad in the hallway for a death metal drummer who knows double bass, which was just totally out of place in there, you know. So I called the guy. And I was talking to him for 10 minutes on the phone, and then he said, "Hey man, I think I sit next to you in theory." And that's the guy who sat next to me in theory. So we started playing, and Shaolin Death Squad just kind of came about from that. And that's kind of like an avant-garde metal kind of thing, you know. Our influences at the time were basically Mr. Bungle, Voivod, Cynic, and Death. And like, that's kind of it. But it's evolved into its own thing, and I think it's going really well. Yeah.
Excellent, excellent. So hopefully King Diamond will keep you busy for the years to come.
I think he will, yeah.
Excellent.
I hope so.
Excellent, very good. And you also instruct. You're a teacher of drums.
Yeah, when I'm home, I teach drums and piano, actually, and a little guitar and bass as well, in a place in Texas. Yeah, kind of a private music school.
Well, I guess the best place for people to contact you if they're interested in that is through either Facebook or your website. But right now, you have no time for doing that, I'm sure.
Well, not on tour, no, but right. When I'm home, yeah, absolutely. There are multiple avenues in which to get a hold of me.
And I saw you before showing pictures of, is it your daughter?
Yes, my daughter.
And how many children do you have?
One.
Just the one daughter? Mm-hmm. You must be very proud.
Thank you.
Yeah. Proud father.
Yeah, I am, actually.
She's
amazing.
I've never met you before, obviously. You seem like a very happy person, happy with what you're doing and happy with the family. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot to be said about that.
Thanks.
Is there anything that you'd like to say to the fans out there that are listening? Anything that you want to tell them?
Yes, if you are actually a fan, thank you.
There you go. I'm sure they appreciate that. Is there anything that you'd like to tell them about your other bands or what you have in the future that you'd like to tell them?
You know, besides, if I wanted to plug something, I'd like to plug Shaolin Death Squad, you know, because that's my main band. You know, before King Diamond made his comeback, I was touring with a band from New Zealand called Legacy of Disorder.
I saw that.
Yeah, and they have a couple albums out, you know, and I would love to plug them because they're a great bunch of guys. I consider them my
family. Shirt. Nice Legacy of Disorder.
Yeah, yeah, there's the shirt, yeah.
Yeah.
They brought me down to New Zealand 10 times, and we toured there, and we toured with Gwar twice, and with Fear Factory, and with Shadows Fall in 2012, you know, and I had some really good times with them, and I think their music deserves to be heard.
So you're keeping busy.
I've got a daughter, so yes.
Beyond the family, though, with the music work that you do, the bands and recordings and live performances, you keep a pretty busy life.
Yeah, I've been pretty single-minded since I was a young kid. All I wanted to ever do was play the drums, you know. That's all I ever would do. I saw Rush in 1982 on the Signals tour, and I decided I was going to be a drummer or die trying.
Really?
So maybe I'll die trying.
Is that because of Neil Peart?
Yeah.
Is he your favorite drummer of all time?
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's really hard to say a favorite drummer of all time, but he's definitely
one of the influences.
One of the guys who influenced me to check out many drummers who are all very favorites of mine.
I understand that. Yes, great. So I want to wish you a very successful what's left of the tour and beyond that.
Thank you very much.
And I'm eagerly waiting to hear future music from King Diamond.
Man, I really appreciate
that. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I think it's pretty inevitable. You know, we got the 3-album deal, and I think we have plans to tour for all of those. And yeah, things are looking really good. I mean, this tour has been more successful than I think any of us could have really hoped for, you know, with 6 sold out shows and counting. I think it's just, yeah, it's a real great
thing. It's a great positive thing because of the health of King Diamond himself. If he didn't recuperate or feel better, there wouldn't be a tour. So the people that have been waiting for this, they're selling out these shows because they really want this show.
I think so.
These shows are awesome.
In that respect, you know, one way to look at that is it's all extra. This is all kind of like, you know.
People aren't taking it for granted.
No, we're not either.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So I wish you a successful show. How long have the shows been? The shows, the headlining acts that you're doing, about 2 hours of the show, 90 minutes?
Oh, how long is our set?
Yeah.
I think it's 90 minutes.
Right.
I think that's where...
With such a large catalog of King Diamond music, mm-hmm. was it hard for the King to select the songs to put on the show?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he agonizes over it every time, you know. It's a huge catalog. And the fan club, there's so many different songs that people really want to hear. You know, obviously we have to play all the staples that he has, and there's so many of those. So, you know, by the time we finish the set list, it's like, well,
you can't play everything though.
You
never can make everybody 1,000,000% happy.
No, never
enough time.
It's true, but people seem to be pretty happy with.
I'm sure they are. Yeah. So I'm very eager to hear it. The show and this opening act. It's going to be an awesome show.
Great, yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
I wish you the best, and I want to thank you. It was great to meet you, and I wish you the best of success with everything you do.
Thank you so much, likewise.
Thank you very much. All right, Metal Maniacs, crank up some more King Diamond.
All right, what's up, fuckers? This is Jody Cascia, better known as Grandma from the King Diamond Show. You are listening to Dave Softy's Metal Meltdown Show on Metal Messiah Radio.
Greetings, Metal Maniacs. This is Dave Softy here at the King Diamond Show, sold-out show at Best Buy Theater. And we have a special guest right now. We have Jody, also known as Grandma. Welcome, Jody. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So let's tell the people what you actually are doing here at the show.
Well, for anybody who hasn't seen the show, I'm generally running around the whole time, acting out the different characters. There'll be some Grandma coming out, and a few other characters. You know, each set is a little bit different. There'll be some puppet action, you'll see. But basically, yeah, I'm the one, you're not familiar with the show, who basically runs around and acts out everybody whose king is busy singing about.
That's very interesting. When we got here, they said that you were a grandma, and I took them literally. I said, you don't look like a grandma.
Yeah, I get that a lot. A lot of people are like, what? Why do people keep calling you that?
Yeah, I thought they were serious. I said, congratulations, you're a grandma.
Way to get knocked up at 13, kid.
Wow, imagine that, yeah. So you have costume changes and all that?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. It's a lot of switching around.
Having a lot of fun doing this?
Always, yeah. I mean, for me, it's kind of like Halloween meets heavy metal, which is pretty much two of my favorite things in the world, so
yeah.
It works out pretty
Halloween
good.
Halloween King Diamond is a perfect match.
Exactly.
And that's why we're doing this tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's amazing. So you're going to be on the tour the entire time, the North American tour?
Yeah, I mean, I've been with King since 98, so...
Oh, really?
Anytime he's been on stage, other than the Metallica, you know, times, somehow I haven't been able to wiggle my way onto that yet.
Wow.
But other than that, yeah, every time he's been there, I've been there too. So.
Interesting. How did that all come about from the very beginning?
Well, it was in the early days of the internet, and now I will sound like a grandma, but as I was promoting a band back at the time, Benny Morcus out of Philly, who I used to work with, and I was just like on AOL message boards, like looking for promoting the King Diamond show. This band Orcas was scheduled to open up for King Diamond when he came and played the Chalk in 98, and so I was just promoting, ran across like a post that was like actress needed, and you know, I fit the physical description. At the time I had a couple of part-time jobs, and I was just like, what the hell, you know, it's going to be... I figured the position was already filled. It was about a week old, but I sent the email, and I heard back right away.
Excellent.
And then I was like, holy crap, this might actually happen. And within a few days, I was flying out to Dallas and got started, so...
Really?
That was it, and history from there, so...
awesome. So when he started having health issues and stuff, you must have been like, well, what do I do now?
Well, for me, it was more just about my friend being in trouble. You know, I mean, that was definitely number one priority. You know, I'm not involved in writing albums or anything. So for as far as job wise, I'm only around when the tours happen. So that kind of impact, as sad as it would be, you know, it wouldn't have been like big, huge life changer. But it was certainly scary to see what, you know, he was going through. So that was. That was traumatic.
Right. What do you do acting besides what you're doing for King Diamond?
Strangely enough, I don't. Not normally. Anyway, last Halloween I did some just like Halloween kind of stuff. Not really. And I get that question a lot, and then like every once in a while I'm like, why don't I?
Are you seeking other employment?
Well, I'm an artist full time, so but I'm always kind of a opportunist, like if something sounds interesting that comes my way, you know, I'm all about new experiences.
Do you have a Facebook where people can contact you if they're looking for?
Oh yeah, well, just my name under Facebook, Jodi Cascia. Also my website, jodicascia.com. That's always up and kind of, you know, letting people know. Like I said, I do graphic design and performance, so I've been asked a couple of times to do some small performance things. Unfortunately, like, for one reason or another, have not panned out, which always stinks.
But, really?
Yeah, just scheduling, stuff like that. Nothing too crazy.
So it's like a timing type thing?
Yeah, you know, that's life.
Right. So the timing now is good for you with the King Diamond tour?
Oh, yeah. I mean, anytime the King tours come up, I put everything else on hold. You know, this is my number one priority.
Yeah,
so.
You're a King Diamond loyalist.
Yes. Very cool. We're all a big family, I feel like. So.
So how many costume changes do you actually have during the show?
Probably about 8, I guess, you know? It's almost like an every other song type of deal.
Wow. That's very interesting.
Yeah. It is interesting, actually. And a lot of people ask me if I do this for any other bands. And I'm like, there's really not any other bands doing this.
Right.
You know, so as much as it would be fun, it would probably be kind of weird if one person was doing all the bands, you know, that had the same type of thing. But
if you had the time to, that'd be
Yeah, that's true. But I think that's one of the things that makes King's show, in addition, just so interesting as far as not only is the set, you know, really beautiful and made to, you know, represent the music that's being played, it literally comes to life by having, you know, somebody in there running around, you know, doing stuff.
So. Right. So tonight's going to be a very theatrical show, not just with the music and with King Diamond and
exactly,
the performance,
yeah.
But you're going to be in there and it's going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, that's how I usually describe it when people are like, what do you do? I'm like, well, it's for a band, it's very theatrical, it's a little unusual, but that's what makes it great. So.
That's a great thing, because not only do you have the music and you have the legendary vocals of King Diamond, but you get to see visually what his songs are about.
Yeah,
so that makes it even more of a show.
Yeah.
It makes it worth the $50 or whatever it is to get for the ticket.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I mean, I go to metal shows all the time, and believe me, I'm one that likes to get my money's worth. And,
right.
And you will definitely get that.
King Diamond
does
not disappoint, and Jody's not going to either.
Exactly.
Apparently.
Yes,
right,
yes,
right?
That's my goal.
Very good. Anything you want to say to your fans out there?
Just that it's really great to be back in the States again. It's been so long since we've been here. I love going to Europe. What's awesome is not only do I get to see everything, but now I have friends all over the world. But it's been a long time since I've seen friends all over the country, so it's going to be really cool. And it is also really exciting. You know, so many shows being sold out, people really looking forward to this in advance. Not only has the crowd excited, but we're excited, you know, so we're coming into it feeling awesome about presenting the show and seeing everybody be stoked over it. So
very cool.
So yeah, so just can't wait to see everybody and to, you know,
awesome.
And rock out with them.
Where are you from originally?
I'm a Philly girl.
You are?
Yep.
I figured you for a New Yorker.
Oh yeah? Well, yeah. My family's all from New York, so it's in my blood. As soon as I get up here, I start talking like a New Yorker. Exactly. Whoops. That's what we got editing for.
No, you can say that. This is internet radio.
Oh yeah. Shit. I didn't know that. I could have been cursing this whole time.
No, you could do that. Yeah.
Damn, I was behaving. I'm normally Actually, I don't normally don't, but
very cool. Right. Well, it's great to get to know you, and I wish you,
a
great show.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see it.
All right.
What's your opinion of the opening act that they have here?
Yeah, these guys are cool. I wish normally I'd try to see, you know, right from the beginning, the whole set. I keep peeking out during because I'm just so busy getting ready for our set. But
yeah,
I think she's got a great voice, so it's really cool to see. I think it sounds really cool. At least I get to hear it when they're, you know, doing sound check and everything, and in the peaks when I get to run out. So I think it's great just to have, you know, like I said, something I like to listen to on the tour with us. So that's always a plus. Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.